To Evans, it seemed as if everything was happening in slow motion. The big wave churning white, boiling over the sand, and somehow keeping its crest all the way across the beach and into the jungle, completely covering the green landscape in white as the water boiled up the slope toward them. He couldn't take his eyes off it, because it seemed never to lose its power, but just kept coming. Farther down the muddy track, the two men were scrambling away from their fallen jeep, and then they were covered in white water and gone from sight. The wave rushed up the slope another 4 or 5 feet, then suddenly slowed, receded, sweeping back. It left behind no trace of the men or their jeep. The jungle trees were ragged, many uprooted. The wave slid back into the ocean, farther and farther away, exposing the beach far out to sea, before it finally died away and the ocean was gentle again.
"That's the first," Kenner said. "The next ones will be bigger."
Sarah was holding Morton upright, trying to keep him comfortable. His lips were a terrible blue color, and his skin was cold, but he seemed to be alert. He wasn't talking, but he was watching the water.
"Hang on, George," she said.
He nodded. He was mouthing something.
"What is it? What are you saying?"
She read his lips, a weak grin. "Wouldn't miss it if it was the last thing I did." The next wave came in. From a distance, it looked exactly like the first, but as it neared the shore, they could see that it was noticeably bigger, half again as large as the first, and the roar as it smashed into the beach was like an explosion. A vast sheet of water raced up the hill toward them, coming much higher than before. They were almost 100 feet away. The wave had come a good 60 feet up the slope.
"The next one will be bigger," Kenner said.
The sea was quiet for several minutes. Evans turned to Jennifer.
"Listen," he said. "Do you want me to—"
She wasn't there.
For a moment, he thought she had fallen out of the jeep.
Then he saw she had fallen on the floor, where she lay curled in pain. Her face and shoulder were soaked in blood.
"Jennifer?"
Kenner grabbed Evans's hand, pushed it back gently. He shook his head.
"Those guys in the jeep," he said. "She was okay until then."
Evans was stunned. He felt dizzy. He looked at her.
"Jennifer?"
Her eyes were closed. She was hardly breathing.
"Turn away," Kenner said. "She'll make it or she won't."
The next wave was coming in.